Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know there were some things in ministry some years ago, and I knew there was supposed to be a transition and a change, and I didn't know which way to go, and it weighed on me. And I thought about it and thought about it, and the more I thought about it, the less resting I'm doing. And after several days, this is wearing on me, and I'm tired, and I'm weary, and I think I'm spiritual, because this is the plan of God. I got to find out about it. And finally, I'm quiet in a room. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yes. And he spoke up inside me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but this is what he said to me, real clear to my mind. He said, don't think, pray.
Amen.
Don't think, pray. Well, how are you going to pray and don't know what to think? Thank God for praying in the Spirit. How many remember Isaiah said, this is, huh? This is the refreshing whereby you may cause the weary to rest. Oh, I got it. I thought, boy, what's wrong with you? You know better than this. So I quit trying to figure it out. And I started praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. And I'd be tempted, try to figure it out. I said, no, quit that, pray. Don't just think, pray. Though a man think he's going to find it out and figure it out, you are never going to find out everything in this life.
Amen.
And to lay there and fret and worry, what do? You cast your care on the Lord. And you pray, and I noticed after I'd prayed in the Spirit for about an hour, I begin to get a release in my spirit. I begin to feel better. I begin to feel lighter about it. I still didn't know in my head, but I knew in my spirit, answers are coming. I will know. See, I'm getting out of unbelief, and I'm getting into faith now. Okay, I don't know anything more in my head than I did, but I know God's helping me. I'm praying out the perfect will of God. I'll see it. I'll know it. I'll get it. And he did, and I did. And we're still here. I didn't get it by figuring it out. You know, when you go through a file and you can't find it, so you go through it again and you can't find it. So you go through it again another 392 times. And every time you go through it, you're getting more frustrated. I can't find it. I can't find it. I've looked through this file 893 times for the last 6 months now, and I can't find it. What might you deduce? It ain't there. So quit looking for it there. And there's a whole lot of stuff that just ain't there in your head, in your noodle. It ain't there. And you can rack your little brain, and you can lay awake night after night, and you can look for it and look for it, and you ain't never going to find it because it ain't there. It ain't even there. But there's somebody inside you. Oh, the greater one who knows everything about everything. And if you'll get in faith, he'll give you utterance, and you'll pray out mysteries. And you can just pray and pray and pray and then roll over and go to sleep and sleep sweet like a baby. And get up in the morning, your head not know anything more than the night before, but your heart says, oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. God's going to show us. We'll see it. We'll know. And not be tired every day. Glory to God. Where are you? Psalm 3. And some of you need to write these next verses down. Now, you need to write these down. If you don't have a pen and a paper, you need to get one right now. particularly if you have had difficulty sleeping, these are the words that have the power to deliver you. And you're going to need to get them inside you, and you're going to need to speak them over yourself tonight and tomorrow and the days to come. Some other people need to write them down because you're going to need them to help somebody else here sooner than later. Psalm 3. Psalm 3 and verse 5. Well, verse 4. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and what? Tossed and turned and I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid. That's why sleeping's so good. Of 10,000 people that have set themselves round about me. Thank you, Lord. The New Living says, I lay down and slept. I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. Now receive these words tonight, friend. Don't think it's late and don't be tired. This is now time to receive. The English version says, now get this, I lie down and sleep, and all night long, the Lord protects me. I sleep all night long, and the Lord protects me all night long. Somebody say, all night long.
All night long.
All night long. Go over to Psalm 4:8, just maybe on the same page. Now here's a word of confession here. I will both lay me down. That means you need to lay down. Turn the TV off and go lay down. Lay down. Close your eyes. Don't just think. Pray. Fellowship with God. And say, I will lay myself down in peace and I'll sleep. For you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. The English version says, when I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Moms, dads, there are occasions you need to sit down by the bedside and read these to your children. Read them out loud over them. Put these words in your child's mouth. I can't sleep. When I go to sleep, I have bad dreams. Never say it again. This is what you say. Even if they wake up from a bad dream they've had and they're crying, soon as you comfort them, you put these words in their mouth. I lay myself down in peace and sleep. Of course, it helps if you don't have heavy metal music blasting in the bedroom next door. Because your teenager wants their rights. That ain't rights. That's wrongs. I'll lay me down in peace and sleep. Yeah, but there might be some new emails on the computer. Turn that thing off. It'll be there tomorrow.
Amen.
Rest. Peace. Sleep. For you, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 121. 121. Say, these words belong to me. Just a couple more and I'm going to let you go. So you can go home and lay yourself down in peace and sleep. Rest is good. Rest is good. Psalm 121, verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, which has made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keeps me, you're going to put your name in there, will not slumber, as so I can. Behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. He watches over me all night long so I can sleep. He's working it out while I'm sleeping. Psalm 127. 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes up, he gets up and reports to his post in vain, for nothing, if the Lord's not keeping it. And it is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows. Get up early so you can worry about it. Stay up late so you can sorrow and be upset about it. It's completely useless. You can be sleeping. It's vain to get up early and sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Say, I'm his beloved.
I'm his beloved.
He gives me sleep. My sleep is sweet. I don't worry. I don't fear.
I rest.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more. Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. So what if I can't sleep? You read these verses out loud. And you do them. What if I still can't sleep? You read them again. And do them. Proverbs 3, 21. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. They'll be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then shall you walk in your way safely. Your foot shall not stumble when you lie down. So you do need to lie down. You do need to get away from your desk, turn your computer off. Get out of your chair and turn the TV off. You do need to go to the bed and lay down. Amen. And turn everything off and go lay down. When you lay down, you shall not be afraid. Yea, you shall lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. It is written. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me